Hi.
Somebody's here. Hi, Ryan.
Hi.
Just waiting for other people to come in.
Yeah, can you can I mute my microphone or not?
I don't know if you can do it. There's no option here, but if you want to, I don't know if you have a way to do it on your phone.
Have a look. I go out for a minute. I'll be back in a few.
Okay. Is here.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Dread.
Dread. Hi, Dread.
How's it going?
Good. We're just waiting for other people to get in.
All right.
Hey, there's somebody else.
Hey.
I'm so used to seeing our in-game names that when like new names show up, I'm like, who is this? And then I was like, oh, I remember.
Joy of real names.
Oh.
How's Hello? It going?
Oh, yeah, you're here too.
Yes.
Nice. Was there anybody else that said that they wanted to join? So, is Dr. Ducks coming, maybe?
Korean on there?
Not yet.
So I'm just wondering how foul I can be.
there's no filters.
Okay. Well, because I told her I was going to think of a term for her, you know, going commando. it's going to be clamando.
Clamando. Oh. That's awesome.
So are we waiting for Corinne, or are we going to start?
Well,
how do you want to do it?
We can start. So this is Pillow Talk with Rosie with the Outlaw crew. And why don't we just go around and say what we're drinking, if you are drinking anything. I am drinking Pabst just because I don't have anything else in my beer fridge.
Is that like Pabst Blue Ribbon?
Yeah, so PBR.
Cool. I am drinking, Bob and I, Darren Mir is here with me. This is Gabamas, and we are drinking brown sugar bourbon with hot apple cider.
Which I am, like, salivating.
Warm apple pie.
Nice.
Yummy.
So this is Alma, or Annie. I'm drinking water because I have school tomorrow.
And she doesn't want to be on the struggle bus.
No. Not yet.
This is Josie Wales, aka Dren, and I'm trying to find myself a drink.
Very cool.
All right,
we're going with Corona.
There you go.
Corona.
You got the lime?
No.
Okay, who's speaking?
That's Dred.
Dred, what's up?
Who's this?
Corinne.
Oh.
All right.
How's it going?
Yeah, so we were just going around saying who we are and then also what we were drinking. Oh. Or if you're not. Corinne. So what are you drinking, Corinne?
I am drinking water.
I'm not the only one.
Yay.
Hey, Corinne, you are John. I have a new name for you.
What is it?
Lamando.
I don't have a drink currently.
That's fine. We were just saying because it's like whiskey or wine Wednesday, or you know, that's what this initially was going to be, even if not everyone is drinking, but totally. Perfect. Fine. Nobody needs to be on the struggle bus tomorrow.
Corinne and Alma, so that you can, you know, feel like you're in the crowd, you can just say you're drinking a blue dolphin.
Ooh. What's a blue dolphin?
Water.
That's a much nicer way of saying water.
Yeah. When you go into the bar, order a blue dolphin. And a good bartender will know that's water.
That's funny. Well, and it's funny because I've done a no alcohol month, and you'd be surprised. Like, you think that everyone will pay attention to that, and they really don't. Like, everyone is just so engrossed in their own drinking shenanigans most of the time that they don't even notice, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So let's start off with, why don't you tell us a little bit about who the Shadow Rose is?
Do you want to know, like, where the name came from, or just the person outside?
Yes.
Both.
Okay. So I started off with the name Rosie Moore, and I used to play this game called Game of Thrones Ascent, and it was another thing through Facebook, and you created your own house, and you kind of did player versus player type things, and also alliance versus alliance things. So that was one of my houses, was House Moore. And so Rosie Moore was the first character that I created for that. And so I was like, this is my house. And so that's what I created this for. And then the Shadow Rose part, when I changed that, I initially changed it when we were talking about the wall SOPs, because I actually was like, oh, I would really like that. And because I heard that it changes your keep black.
Oh, cool.
So I thought that was cool. And then also the Shadow Rose part, because since the moment I came into the game, I just like to sit back and learn and watch and listen. And, you know, just constantly soaking in as much as I can on how to improve, how to, you know, also help if I can. And, you know. So, yeah. Awesome. Just always lurking. Always in the shadows.
Corinne, did you have a question?
Yeah. Yes. Okay, so Rosie, what is your favorite drink?
An old fashioned.
Rosie, how many was it that you drank in one night?
Oh, I think it was like 10. I just kept pouring them. I think that was the night that I don't know if I got zeroed, or it was just like I pretty much lost all my troops. And I was just like, well, I can't do anything else, so I might as well drink.
Yep.
And I was like, I'm going to make myself an old fashioned, because I had all the stuff, and then I just kept pouring them. And I was looking back, and I was like, oh, that good bourbon you're supposed to savor. And I didn't savor it. I raped it.
So tell us, how do you make your old fashions?
Okay, so I do the... actually, there's two ways I do it. You can do it the normal sugar cube and the bitters way, but I also up here, maple syrup is really big. So, and I also have family in Vermont who do maple syrup. So instead of the sugar cube, I would put the amount of equivalent of that in the maple syrup, and then I would do the bitters with that, and then the bourbon. And then, of course, the orange peel.
So you don't muddle your cherry and your orange together with the sugar.
Well, for the for a bourbon old fashioned, a traditional bourbon old fashioned doesn't necessarily have the doesn't have that. It's more just the sugar, the bitters, and you muddle that with maybe a little bit of water, and then you stir the bourbon in, and then you strain it.
Cool. So now everybody knows how to make Rosie a perfect drink.
and I actually have, I call them, they're ice boob molds. So they're ice bulb molds, but if you fill them up just right, they'll come out looking like there's a nipple on them.
Awesome. Alma, what's your first question?
Oh, I don't really think of anything.
Okay. Well, then...
Oh, wait. I do have one.
Okay.
What was your first impression of Outlaw after we left Honor?
Well, I think I mentioned it in the first podcast. Is so Honor was kind of like really low key, and we were trying to like not make any waves and not get hit and all that stuff. And so like I left there wanting more of like just I was still learning the game, so I didn't want to go into like this, you know, life or death situation type thing. And so when we initially went to Wolves, I felt like that was like it was just so high, like everything was like we're gonna die or we're gonna kill. And so like I didn't really want that. And so we, Tio and I, were like, well, let's stick together and let's like maybe go someplace else. And so that's, we ended up in Outlaw. And I just really like, of course, in the beginning you try to feel your way through and I don't really know these people. But then once, you know, you get to know everybody, it was just like, it was kind of like family. So.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Now, is that Dread that's on with us?
Yes, it is.
Did you have a question for Rosie?
Frankly, I don't. I no.
He's like, I just happened to come into this podcast. I didn't know it was put to work.
No worries. So, Rosie, what were your first thoughts when you were asked to become Outlaws T1?
I thought they were joking. And for a while there, it was just like, okay, what's? Because I think they initially were like, you know, do the T2. And then it was just like, well, we're changing that up again. So, and then they explained that it was because I don't sleep. I'm always on. Or even if I do sleep, somehow I manage to wake up at the most odd hours, as could be illustrated by this early this morning when Corinne and I were like, what the fuck is happening?
And we're changing our flags. Shit's going down.
Because the flag is the most important thing.
Yeah. Well, it's the first thing people look at, and it kind of says who you are, right?
Yeah. As long as it's not pink, I will be fine. which is hysterical, because the first flag that I had, the roses were pink, and but it was also like black on the flag, so I think I didn't notice it quite so much because the black was what my keep ended up being. And then when I changed it to the red, I was like, oh shit, my key changed to red. And I was like, thank goodness the pink wasn't stronger, because I fucking hate pink.
Well, and the pink with the unicorn was a bit much.
Yeah. Or the purple, like even the purple was a lot of, you know, I don't, yeah.
Well, it's hard when you have so many people to try and please.
Right. So I think the plain stuff is fine, and it kind of harkens back to the original. But I also was trying to, because right now all the other alliances seem to be like black and red, and I was just like, we had so much like that for a while. I was just like, ugh.
Yeah.
I don't want to be like them.
Okay, so whiskey over bourbon and why? Whiskey or bourbon and why?
Well, bourbon is a whiskey.
Yes, mm-hmm. But like, not all whiskey is bourbon.
Right, that's true.
So depends on the aging. Or do you just like whiskey as a whole?
Well, so I first got into like whiskey, actually drinking scotch, which is, I almost think it's like stronger in a way. But one of the things that one of the things I really enjoyed about it, even though like those first times drinking it, you know, you're like, whoa, this is strong. And you know, it takes you a while to get into it, was like the oaky, some of them had like a peaty flavor to it as well, but particularly the oak smoke in it. And so one of the things that I really enjoy about bourbon is that like oaky and vanilla caramely flavor. So, and then also I just like that it's like an American, like truly American spirit. And like how it's become like you, when I said earlier I raped the bourbon, like you're not supposed to like do shots of it. It's supposed to be that thing that like families sit around and they have like conversations, and you're just sitting there with your bourbon and you're enjoying it, and it's like it's for memory creating. So, like, that's something that I just find super fascinating, and I enjoy, like, the whole ambiance of it.
Gotcha. Very cool.
So, Rosie, what were your first thoughts when you were asked to become the T1 for Outlaws?
You just did that one.
Oh, I did that one. Okay. What do you think?
Did I not answer the question?
Not so. Wow.
I'll make sure I play the music really loud so that Slaughter is annoyed.
There you go. So, what do you think is going to be the hardest part about being Outlaws T1?
I mean, I think in a way, I had already mentioned this to you, and I like the idea of being, like, the command center. Like, I'm not the strongest power. I don't have, like, the troops to go out and nail anybody necessarily. But I like being that one that watches over everything and along with others and being like, okay, this is the things that needs to get done. And here, how can we help all these other moving parts move in the right direction? So I definitely think that that's cool.
Logistics, like logistically looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that. That's cool.
Yeah. And that's cool. Something that appeals to my, like, organized mind most of the time. But
it's still fun to go out and burn and pillage.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So last night, there was something kind of exciting that happened in KC, or in our kingdom. And what was that? And what did you call it?
I know, I'm like, what did I miss?
What did happen?
You don't remember what happened?
Was this
it kind of ended with a double 69?
Oh, you mean like it didn't happen in KC chat, it happened like just...
In our kingdom, in our world.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, we were just hanging out and we happened to find our favorite person in the world. Wolves for Life, aka Booty. And so Corinne and I decided to go. Well, she scouted him, and then we sent him each a march of 69 troops. And they didn't all die, but
that's what's funny.
Four troops.
The fastest swimmers survived.
Four troops survived, at least.
Yeah. I think I came home with six troops. I was like, yes!
I know. Those were the strongest six troops ever. And so I followed that up and I sent to him because we were wondering like why he wasn't awake. So we all know that he pretty much falls asleep. And so I sent him a message saying, how are the redheaded sluts? Because at one point he and I had a conversation. Because he likes to drink Jägermeister, and I was like, that's a horrible drink, like, especially just to drink alone. I was like, you need a better drink. And so I told him, like, you need to make a redheaded slut. It is Jägermeister, peach schnapps, and cranberry juice. And so he did make that one night, and I don't think he put any ice cubes in it. I was like, what the fuck are you doing? So anyway, if he drank all of that type of thing, I'm sure he was passed out. But so,
got you. And what was your little squad that you named?
So we called it the toddler hit squad because it's a step down from our big hit squad.
And we love it.
Yeah, we don't have
the big kids, but we can still be the toddler hit squad.
Yeah, we don't have the teens to hit with, but we're gonna hit with whatever we have, and it was great because I liked that we were strategizing. Okay, so what are you guys putting in? You're putting in range. Okay, I'm gonna put in my infantry, and we're gonna make sure we have everything that we need to hit the shit out of this 17 or whatever it was.
No, wasn't he a 7?
I don't know what he was.
A 7?
It might have been. That would explain the toddler part. And then we were all like, we were all coming from like different leagues away, and then we're just like, well, we should just send out all of our troops because then if we get mailed, we're not going to lose them.
So we had, yeah, we had like six, no, we had four rallies going on at all times at one point. Like,
Everybody was gone. It was a good time.
Yeah. I mean, I got a picture of us all like there, and yeah, we ended up zeroing all three, or was it three people or just the two that, I think just the two people that we ended up doing.
We played Mercy on the third.
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
I forget.
Yeah.
Okay,
we were nice, and I sent him a little message and told him that he was very lucky to thank his lucky stars and to bubble, because next time the person that comes by won't be so nice.
We're benevolent. We're a benevolent toddler hit squad.
Rosie will get her bubble PSAs out somehow.
Now I just put the the Durex song. There you go.
There you go. So, Rosie, what is your vision for the toddler hit squad?
just to keep hitting. I like it. I think it's great. Like, you know, like we get to go out and do our thing too.
Okay, so Rosie, what is your spirit animal?
My spirit animal is an elephant.
Oh, why?
Because when I was younger, I had to do a report on elephants, and so I obviously learned everything there could possibly be to know about elephants, and I just think they're very, being someone who is very empathetic towards others, they are immensely empathetic as an animal, and they never forget, and they're very communal, and of course you all know me, when I like the people, I like to be social.
So if Rosie doesn't talk to you, you're out.
Huh?
Because if Rosie doesn't talk to you, you are out.
You're out of my community.
No. Rosie will kick.
Oh, we have a newcomer, Remco.
Yay, Remco's back. He was the first one here. Hi.
Rem.
Yeah, I need to go out because I have about 5 radios in my car for communication between the cranes. So they are making a lot of noise. So I kill them all. Here I am.
Do you have a question for Rosie?
No.
He's like, no, don't ask me.
No, I don't burn my fingers.
Okay, well, this is a really important one. Are you ready?
Okay.
Do you think a woman T1 is better or stronger, I mean worse, than a male T1?
Better or strong. I think I know what you think. I don't know. I think...
Is this the first female T1 in the kingdom?
I don't know.
I don't think so. I think Stride has their T1 as a female.
Okay.
Bulba has Crumpets.
It's so hard to know if people are playing as female or male, and are they actually female or male?
Well, I mean, that's an interesting question, because again, like, you had people thinking that I couldn't possibly talk as dirty as I do and be a female. but yeah, I think I don't necessarily think it's like a gender, but I think it's like each person has their personality, and we've seen some personalities that work great as T1s and some that don't work so great. So I think it all depends on what the alliance itself wants.
Sure.
Okay, I have a question based on that. What's it like being T1 after Jay?
I mean, I don't know what it was like before Jay, so...
Sure. Big boots to fill?
I would think so, yeah. Jay knows a lot about the game, and he'll throw things out that you're just like, oh, that's, you know... If you ask him questions, he just has all the knowledge to give, because he's been in multiple kingdoms, so... I think that's, like, probably the biggest worry is for me is this is my first kingdom. I still feel like I don't know shit about the game as much as I want to. So it's like, well, that's kind of like, yeah.
If you could tell the outlaw players one thing that you think is most important for them to research and do, what would that be?
Well, I mean, not necessarily research, but to do was definitely bubble. I mean, I think ultimately that comes into, like, if you spend money in this game, and even if you don't spend money, like, you're, you know, free-to-play player, the amount of time that you take to, like, accumulate your, like, your keep, your troops, or whatever, like, that's an investment. And, you know, I'm religious about my bubbles. Like, if I'm not actually doing anything, I mean, I've gotten a little bit reckless lately, but ultimately it comes down to, like, do I want to sacrifice any of the hard work that I put into my keep, my troops? And it takes a lot of money to build up on any of the levels. And then if you're like, we've seen, even when we lose our troops in raining or whatever, like, that's like money or resources that you would have put towards, like, a keep upgrade or, you know, building things. Or even right now, I found that I want to get to that 4th March, and it's like, shit, I can't upgrade. You know, I need to get to the Watchtower 20. But it's, or, yeah, Meister Tower, sorry. So it's just like, everything costs money, and if you're not protecting that investment, it's just, it's hard.
I agree.
So, Rosie, is that your biggest goal, to get the
other March? Right now, yes, because okay. I feel like it just would help with, like, resource gathering, and especially if I would like to not spend as much money as I do in this game. So, just, like, more marches to get more, like, especially wood, because that would be the thing that, you know. But then, ultimately, my biggest goal is just to get to T8. And even if it takes me forever, that'll be probably where I stop. And then I'll just focus on defense.
Very nice. Well,
nice.
Well, I was sitting there, my bolt went off, so I went in and I quickly sent my guys out to farm and set my new bubble, and realized I sent them 561 leagues away to farm.
That's okay. It's been gone for a long
time. Obviously, I was looking at something else before.
Yeah.
Okay, Rosie, what's your favorite position and why?
Well, I really like T4. Because it involves the least amount of responsibility possible. You just lie there and and let everyone above you do all the work.
There you go. I love it.
But no, if I'm being truly honest about another position, I would probably say reverse cowgirl.
Hey, cowgirl.
And that fits well.
But does that include a crop and spurs?
I don't mind a good whip.
Okay, so that's going to be my next question.
I can't bet an awkward time.
What is your Rosie? What is your favorite kink?
What?
What's your favorite kink?
Kink? Oh, rope tying, shibari rope tying.
Oh, nice.
So, like, knots and ropes.
Do you like to tie or be tied?
Strange. Like, I mean, I haven't really been able to do much of it altogether. But oddly enough, I think I would really like to be the one tied, because it involves letting go of all control. And as somebody who has the need to be in control of almost every aspect of my life, the ability to just let go, I feel like, can be very freeing.
I 100% agree with that statement.
Yeah.
Just gone for 2 minutes, and now we're talking about sexual stuff.
Now do you have any questions?
I would answer any questions you ask. So
they did.
We do have another half an hour for this podcast. And I do have another PBR in the fridge, so
perfect.
So, Rosie, what would you do for a pack?
Oh, perfect. Yes.
Oh.
That one got my attention.
I want to know. Off.
Oh dear. Are we talking about in game or out of game?
Well, what do you need a pack for?
You can choose.
I guess in game, I would probably unbubble and let someone like spank, like literally, you know, spank me in game. But I mean, it probably would have to be a really good bubble, or a really good pack, though. I don't know. Out of game.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
What was that?
I said, don't make Gub feel like she's the only dirty one.
Oh, no, no, no. There's plenty of things to do.
Right. And it's different when you're in, like, a relationship in real life and you're, like, married to that person.
Mm-hmm. You can do anything and that person's going to still love you and buy your packs.
And buy you packs. So, Rosie, what is the craziest thing you've ever done?
So, let's see.
He needs another drink first.
I mean, probably one of the craziest things is having sex in a tent.
And you call that crazy?
That's super crazy, but...
How is a tent crazy?
Well, you know, because there's nothing hiding you, really, especially if there's lights around.
People, okay, but like, were there other people around the tent?
I mean, there, yeah.
So you didn't? Did you?
I'm
have,
all
like,
about having sex outside. There. All about it. Oh yeah, go for the tents, girl.
Go for the tents.
It's intense, fucking intense.
Oh my god.
That was awesome.
Were you just trying to make that joke the whole time and none of us made it?
I'm thinking, how could that be the craziest thing in a freaking tent? Are you serious? Are you kidding me right now?
You guys just walked into it.
I know.
You're too tired for this shit.
That's true. You're not as old as we are.
No, I'm not. You all know that because I accidentally called you all old.
Oh, what? Okay, story time. Yeah. What happened?
So, somebody made a comment about how it was like 5 something in the afternoon. And they were getting really tired. They thought that they would just, like, you know, start to calm down so they could go to bed really early. And where I was, it was like 7 something at night. And I was like, I'm not going to go to bed for like another 6 hours. You guys are so old. No one heard me. And I was so happy. And then somebody was like, wow, I'm like calling us all old. And I was like, shit.
Alma, you are younger than my youngest.
Yeah, I know. I feel really
or my bad. Youngest is older than you are, I guess.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, by 3 years.
Wow, God.
Okay, and in all reality, it's Bob's youngest, but I consider her my youngest, too. My youngest is... 2.
Is he 32?
Yeah. My youngest is 32.
My youngest is 21.
Yes, Bob's youngest is 21. I robbed the cradle.
He's not a cradle robber. I'm a grave digger.
Are those called widow chasers or something?
No, actually, the only reason he married me was for the blowjobs.
Perfect trade.
19 years worth.
Yeah, you've been giving me hummers since before Alma was alive.
Oh my
god. I did not want to think about that.
Okay, this is about Rosie, not me.
No, it's okay. It's totally okay.
I'm just fine.
I mean, we have new people on this podcast that the listeners don't
know much about, so.
Oh, Rosie. Right. So now they can learn about me and my blowjob.
Rosie, do you have any questions for any of us?
Let's see. I know I've talked to Corinne before. We've got her. Oops.
17 years of being together.
He still talks about it.
Okay, so Dredd, what do you like about Outlaw?
I think it's like pretty kind of really really friendly. It's really kind of family based. Everybody helps everybody. If you're getting attacked, everybody ports in, or whoever's on helps you out and all that good stuff. And it's just a really nice just community of people.
Yeah.
I didn't think that before because you guys I didn't think that before because you guys hit us when we were trying to take an SOP.
And who's us? Come from?
I forgot. I think it was the bigs.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it was any of the littles.
No.
Like, where did we come from? Like, what lion?
Warren.
Okay.
Yeah.
Warren. Okay.
Yeah.
Alma, how did you get to the Outlaws?
So I was with Honor. Or with Rosie in Honor.
Who is clicking?
Who's
clicking?
Is that Remco?
What?
It sounds like a woodpecker.
I tried to drive looking at trucks and listen to you all.
Are you pecking your wood?
It's a lot quieter now.
Yeah.
Was it good for you?
Yeah, it's always good.
So Alma, how did you get here? You were in Honor with Alma, with Rosie.
And we kind of like disbanded. And Afford, actually, who was with Wolves, messaged me. And she was like, hey, I have a list of people I'm trying to get into Wolves. I'm talking with T1. I'm going to see if I can get you in. And so, like, I was like, okay, I'm chill. I'm bubbling, like, every day. Takes much time as you need. And a few days later, she messaged me. She said, so, I can't get you into Wolves, but apply to Outlaw. So I went and found Outlaw, and I messaged Rosie. Like, I was told to apply here, confirming that I can get in. And yeah, she worked me in.
Yay!
Awesome.
Yeah, and I think a bunch of Honor ended up there, and like some were more active than others. But
mm-hmm. How did you end up in Outlaw, Corinne?
Well, I had never played this game before, and honestly, when I downloaded it, I had no idea what it was. And then so when I started playing it, I was in this alliance, and I was like, why is nobody talking to me? Like, who are these people? Like, what are we doing? And so I was, like, posting in the Kingdom chat. It was, like, the first day of the server. So I was, like, posting in the Kingdom chat, and I'm like, hey, I don't really know what I'm doing, blah, 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 blah. And so Tig messaged me, which is Tigress, which I don't know if you guys have spent a lot of time with Tigress, because she kind of stopped playing a little while ago, but anyway, she messaged me. She was T1. She had Doc and Kate and everybody already under her, and so she and me bonded over Outlander. Somebody brought up Outlander, and we were talking about it in KC. It didn't apply to us, and so I've been faceless, and then villain, and then now outlaw, and then whatever in the rest of the saga ever since. So I guess here I'm kind of an original member, but not an original, I guess. So yeah,
you got Remco.
Remco, how did you end up in Outlaw?
He left. Sorry,
he disconnected.
Okay.
Kabama,
how did you end up here?
Let's see. Now that's the story. I had never played a game like this before. I mean, I played Settlers of Catan in an app, but it was against yourself in the computer. So I found it on Facebook. So I had to do it. And I didn't know what I was doing. And so I was following all of the Tyrion things and the Daenerys things. And I was upgrading and doing great. And I had like 10 million wood and 10 million wheat, but I didn't know what a bubble was. And I got hit. And so I messaged the person who hit me, which happened to be Tigress.
Oh, cool.
And she said, well, I was out feeding and you were in my way and you had resources. So what do you expect?
That's a pig.
What does that mean? She said, anybody who has over a million resources, they're free game. So if you don't want to get hit and you don't have a bubble, then have under a million resources. And I said, what is a bubble? So I had got on Kingdom Chat, KC, because I wasn't in, or I was in an alliance that's called Feel Is Good, which is still one of the original ones that you can get into when you first start the game.
Huh.
And so I was talking in KC, and someone says, and I told him about Tiff, but I did, and they said, well, you should apply to want to a bigger alliance to help protect you. And someone private messaged me and told me to apply to Outlaw. So I did, and I don't know who reached out to them on top of it or heard or what, but they accepted me, which was rare because of my points and I was new. But they accepted me right in, and I've grown, you know, I'm like Rosie, I'm a sponge. I can't read enough. I can't learn enough.
She's really a spy for Wolf.
Because you're a people person, too. Those people persons, you got to watch out for them.
I know.
Never know what they're up to.
Anyway, so yes, it's Tigress's fault that I'm here. But, and I thank her. And she didn't even realize that she had done, because, you know, that's what she does. And so she got a big kick out of it when she found out that that's how I ended up here. She thought that was pretty funny. But it would have never happened if it didn't happen.
Right. Fate.
Fate. Yeah. Yep. That's like Daramir and I would have never got married if it wasn't for a murder. You don't know.
That's a strange story.
Oh my God. We've got time.
Yeah, we've got, you know, we're only at, you know, 42 minutes, so.
Go ahead, babe. You want to tell it?
What? No, you go ahead.
Good night, Bob.
And back in the olden days when y'all weren't born yet, no, I'm kidding. There was a thing called.
When I wasn't born yet.
I know. Called Yahoo Chat.
Yeah, that's right.
Yahoo Chat.
Yep.
And I was always, like Rosie, very.
Chatty?
No, I was very good at what I did and very high up in what I did, but was intimidating to a lot of males. Mm. And so my girlfriend finally, and I always made horrible choices in my personal life because my work life was what I lived for. And so my best friend I'd known since I was two talked me into going outside the box and getting someone who was totally opposite and totally different than what I normally, and that, anyways, I met Bob. So we talked online for quite a while and, you know, just online chat. And then just like everybody else. And then one day they asked, you know, what your age, sign, and location, ASL, is the old things. Age, sex, and location. I'm drunk, sorry. So anyways, he said he was from a little town called Quincy. And I said, oh my God, I've been to Quincy. So he private messaged me and it's history from there. But I would have never, ever been to Quincy if it wasn't for me being a witness in a murder investigation. So you never know. Somebody else's tragedy or horrific things in life can turn out to be somebody else's good things in life.
Yeah, there's a couple morals to the story. Don't date guys that murder their wives.
Wait, you dated a guy that murdered his wife, Gub? Is that what he's saying?
Yeah, yes. I did.
Oh, God.
I did.
You know,
oh,
God.
And
actually, so I married Max Murder. That's a great movie.
Actually, he he would have murdered me, except for the fact that I was smarter and had my kids, but I didn't realize that that was the situation until after the fact. And so the district attorney had told me how lucky I was, and I was their key witness because of my ability to communicate and answer questions and what my profession was at the time. So, but yeah, he's still in jail, thank God.
Jesus. Good. Is that Quincy, Illinois, by any chance?
No, California.
Ah, damn.
And shit like that doesn't happen in Quincy. It's very, well, it didn't happen in Quincy. It happened at Bucks Lake, but the courthouse was in Quincy. But no, it's very rare for them to have stuff like that happen.
If it was Quincy down over by me, then I could see that.
Dredd, where are you?
Illinois, obviously.
Yep, Illinois. I'm north. I'm about an hour north of Chicago.
Okay, cool. Are you a Chicago White Sox fan?
I would choose that over the Cubs.
Cool. Baseball.
Yep. Baseball.
What is your favorite team, Rosie?
The Minnesota Twins.
And why is that?
So
it's got a great pair.
I do. But so back in when I lived in New York City, I dated a Mets fan, and he was into leagues, online leagues, and so I was like, well, maybe I'll do one of those and we'll have something to talk about. It wasn't like that. But this was really important to him. He did it. And I was like, okay, well, I'll pick a team and whatever. And I ended up getting a really good team. And I ended up winning. And on my team, I had Justin Morneau. I had Young and Teixeira. So at one point, I narrowed it down to I was going to either pick Texas or I was going to pick the Twins, and I picked the Twins because I live in Rochester, New York, which is their farm team, and I was like, I really like the idea of being able to see the players anytime I want before they get called up to the big leagues. Unfortunately, the Twins generally suck. So they break your heart every year. It's like being a Mets fan. It's like being
a Toronto fan of any sport.
Yeah, you'll be perennially losers, but you know, that's your team, ride or die.
I still love all my Toronto teams, even though they suck.
Yeah.
And then basketball's looking hard though.
5 good years.
Yeah. You know, if you're not the Yankees and the Red Sox,
football always looks up for Toronto.
You can't buy it.
So, what is your favorite sport to watch?
Mine.
Yes.
I don't really watch sports that much anymore just because I don't have TV. Like, I don't have cable or anything like that. But I do follow gymnastics a lot. And so.
It is a sport.
Have you seen Simone Biles? She'll kick your ass on any tumbling that you could possibly do.
That's small, baby people doing weird shit.
Okay. Okay, Bob. Go back to your corner and make a sandwich.
No, that's my job. Make him a sandwich.
Huh?
I would clarify that as a sport because I can't do that shit. So.
But she's. But if you follow, most people don't follow it. You know, every year they only follow it in the Olympic year. Well, I follow it every year, and so I've known about Simone Biles since like she was still like a junior elite gymnast. Before she was anywhere close to being like a world champion and winning pretty much everything.
Real size.
Huh?
If their parents fed them, they'd grow to be real size.
What are you saying about short people, Bob?
No, honey. No. He knows better than that. We're not short. We're fun size.
People grow until they're perfect. Some of us just take less time.
Nice.
Fun size with big
hooters
is even more fun.
did anybody else see that gymnast? I forgot from what college, blow both her legs out.
Oh, I heard about that. I don't follow college gymnastics as much, but I do know a bunch of people. I'll have to go. I heard about it though.
It's gross.
Post it in the Discord. I want to see it. Yeah.
I know.
Well, then you don't have to go. You could put it in. You could put it in Whore Island, and that way it won't have to. You know.
There you go.
Whore text. Put it in Whore text because it'll be like you're in a vortex of no legs.
So Rosie, what is your troop focus and why?
For what? Oh, troop focus. I thought you said troop focus.
What's your true focus?
I was like, oh my god, this is such a like a existential
old fashioned.
It's like a
that's my true focus.
It's like an existential question. I was like, oh my god, I feel like I'm being like grilled here.
I was trying to bring it back.
My troop focus is infantry. Because they're the only ones that don't die on me, and they're defensive troops. So I like defense, and there's lots of things that can be said.
Okay, I have another one. What is your one of your greatest joys in life?
Obviously outside of the game.
Or both.
No, the game is my life.
It was the toddler squad.
I know, that's my life goal. But I think it's having really good relationship with most of my family. And then I also do a lot of work with youth groups. So I think I originally went to school to be a teacher, and I was going to be like a teacher for like 7th, 8th, and 9th grade, which is a great age range that a lot of people are just scared shitless by. Like, why do you want to do that?
Bunch of assholes.
Yeah. So
they are not.
But
they are.
I mean, they are, but there's like reasons for it. And that's like an age where they want to have conversations, and they want they're constantly asking questions. They want to ask questions. And if you don't give them the right answers and or just engage them in a meaningful way, they're just gonna find it the wrong stuff. And so I just like that age group in particular. And so like I work with a youth group that is trying to, you know, help them build leadership skills and help them run like meetings and create their own like charity things. And so it's just nice, and also teaching them how to people, because that's very important too. My niece is in this, and it was so funny because we were out at one of the local malls trying to raise money for the Ronald McDonald House, and we were trying to hand out these hearts, and people don't have to donate, but you give them a heart and, you know, maybe they will. And so my niece was having such a hard time, and I was like, you know, it takes a lot of effort to, you know, gear yourself up to people every day. And so sometimes you just have to do it. Like, you don't want to be that, like, oh, here, do you want a heart? Knowing that you might get rejected more times than not. But sometimes you still have to do it. And, you know, like, even at work, there are times I just don't want to deal with people, but you kind of have to do it anyway. And so that's a very useful skill for anyone to have, even those of us who hate people.
Okay, so to piggyback,
I hate the public.
Hmm?
I said I like people, but I hate the public.
Yeah. I hate certain people.
Ouch, that wasn't nice.
I like individuals. True. But
like it can be hard to like, I also know that I'm an INTJ, like an introvert, an introvert. Like I know that, you know, everyone says Rosie's a people person, she's very social, but it's very, it can be very taxing. And so sometimes it's just like, and maybe it's easier to do it on like an online forum because I don't have to actually see you guys. and, you know, be face to face, but like peopling can be very, you know, exhausting sometimes. And so I do value my like alone time, and yeah, it helps rejuvenate. I think that was a tangent, but
no, it wasn't. It's good. Very true. It's very true. And I find that a lot of people that are
introverts, depending on their position in life, job, what have you, they have to really, really work hard to pretend to be more outgoing so that people don't realize that they're not.
Right. Or, you know, it's not that I say I hate people, but it's not that I outright hate people. It's just that I deal with them differently, and like I have different strengths. And when I was younger, I didn't understand. Like, I thought I was just like socially awkward, and I had, you know, I didn't have the knowledge of, no, this is just the way that I operate. These are my strengths, and these are the things that I, you know, my personality that I just have to learn how to work with. And so if I knew that when I was younger, I would have felt less alienated by, you know, I just feel like I don't like to be around people. It's not that I don't like to be around people. I just need to figure out how to work in that environment.
Right.
I think we're... I got a question, Rosie.
Uh-oh.
How do you like being the T1 so far?
It's interesting. Like I said, I like the aspect of being like the command center. That appeals to some of my interests, and especially like a few of us who are very interested in like, okay, what is everyone's troop tier and how can we organize things a little bit better. And sometimes it's like maybe the people that actually want to just go off and hit, they might not want to bother with that kind of information as much, or they just get tired of seeing spreadsheets, and some of us don't. so in a way,
I heard that, Alma.
So in a way, if we can alleviate some of that burden from some people, then, you know, maybe that's better all around. But
yeah,
somebody cast it.
I spread spreadsheets back. Like I do, but I actually don't hate them at all. Found them really useful.
Yeah. They're a lot of fun once you know how to manipulate them and make them work to what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Sorting data and everything.
Welcome back, Remco.
Yeah.
Hello.
How did you come to Outlaw, Remco?
That's quite easy. A friend of mine who is playing for a year or so. He was asking me to come for a year, so I didn't. So in January, he asked again, and I started and came in Kingdom 266, tried to grow, and didn't know how Discord worked, how the game exactly worked. And there was Green asked, do you want to join Outlaw? Very simple. Yeah, I told her I have a bubble for 30 days. Oh, there's no problem if you stay in bubble. It's okay. Okay.
Do you stay bubble for 30 days?
Then yes, because I really didn't know how the game worked.
And you didn't want to you didn't want to be vulnerable.
Yeah, I didn't mind, but my friend told me, he said, yeah, if you want to try, buy a bubble pack and put the bubble on for 30 days and try in the 30 days how the game works. And I was ready in 15 or 17 days when Corinne came along. And the rest here I learned in Outlaw.
Awesome. So what, like when you, so from the time you were bubbled to like that 17 days, like how, like what was your key power when you joined?
14 or so. 13.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. And now I'm stopped trying to grow my key because it takes a lot of food and wood.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm more focused on growing my gear, especially the vent gear, because if it saves so much food to heal.
Mm-hmm.
Everything I will completely everything what I can do in my Mist Tower, I do.
And when Rimco came on, you grew really fast. Like, once you came on with us, you grew really, really fast. Like, I remember when Rimco came to us, and you were probably like a 14. And then 2 weeks later, he's a 22 with AIDS. Like,
holy cow.
Wow. Yeah. Jesus.
It was really fast. Like, as soon as he got with us and then kind of had somebody, like, I think you were hanging out with Storm a lot, weren't you? Wasn't she kind of helping you out? Rim?
And he's gone.
Yeah.
I think Storm was like, Rim is doing awesome. We just have to, you know, tell him how, you know, we gotta help him. And so I think she was helping him, and like he grew from like a 14 or 16 to like a 22 in probably 2 or 3 weeks. It was awesome.
Like, wow.
It's like, here's Rim. There he is.
He's all buff now.
Yeah. It's like, here's this guy, we're bringing him in.
Look at him now. He's 22.
Oh, there he is.
Is that him again?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm back.
Eating a bag.
My Bluetooth died.
Oh.
No, I did. She did help, but a lot of people did help, like Kate. I had a lot of questions, and I found a lot of help in chats who was already done. So I looked it back and found my way. But growing, I did already was 1 month in the game, 1.5 months in the game. And only what I did was getting resources. And when I was at 14, I did about 2 weeks nothing, only get the resources in, buy some packs for Bubble and that kind of stuff. So when Corinne found me and I found out how the game worked, I had a lot of resources left, but I didn't use, and a lot of speed ups. So then I could grow from 14 to 22 in a short time.
Cool.
Dredd, did you say how you, like, I know you mentioned you got here.
Corinne says, woo-woo!
But, like, what is your story when you...
There's a lot of chatter on the channel.
That again.
So I know you mentioned it came through Sworn, but like, how did that happen?
I forgot. I think I got through. Through Case King Steel kind of helped me along. And yeah, a bit Kingdom and first server just learned from him for a while. With
yes,
Skyrocket.
Rem, are you okay?
Yeah, no, that's one of the radios. Some idiot made a few mistakes.
Are you up in the glass building again?
No, I'm in the car helping people out.
Do you got any more giant excavators?
hit here.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Holy cow. No.
You're like, what was your question? No, I mean, it was just asking, like, your story of how you got to Outlaw and growing.
I got through King Steel. I don't know exactly who he talked to. It was, I don't know, like, and little merger with some littles with Lady Katarin, Flame Forge, or Hanzo. I don't even know how to say his last name. And Shiny Sunshine. All came through, and ever since then, I've kind of grown, expected a little more with all the bigs and all that. Been really good. I've learned a lot.
All right. So I know Rosie answered this, but what are people's favorite thing about Outlaw?
I love the people. Like, just all of you.
Same.
Mm-hmm. Definitely the social aspect.
Yep. Everybody. And just throw it an ace. Helps out.
Unless you're being a douche.
Then you get kicked and burned.
Or
there you go.
Get zeroed. I mean, I don't know. Oh, guys, I figured out about Ricky. He's on a cruise. Oh, shit.
That's right. I forgot.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that I was like, that's Ricky. Are you our Ricky?
Yes.
Are you my Ricky? We'll bring you home. We always get our people home. That's right.
So, Corinne, you got him?
I messaged him. I guess I could just add him, yeah. But I got him. I don't have any. Dare left me. Dick.
Daremir left you? No, yeah. He didn't.
Oh, no, not yet. He was going to. Never mind. Okay.
What?
Never mind.
Just because you wanted him under you, and then you're the one that wanted to drop him like a hot fucking potato. And now you're ripping.
Okay. Actually, I can't pick up Ricky because he has Darth Vader, too.
Okay. So I have a question for everyone, and maybe this can be what we end on. I know we've been through merges before, and we'll probably be through merges again, especially with the Kingdom merge on the horizon. Do you worry that this community that we have here in Outlaw will somehow get lost?
Yeah.
I do. Yeah. Just like, okay. For me, the thing is, I can be the person who does morale boost. And stuff. That's where we're going to put it.
The morale. Or,
like, you know, says dumb shit and calls everybody old. But I can also then, like, come here and do, like, a podcast with you guys. And I don't feel really awkward doing it. Like, I feel comfortable and at home. And I'm worried that if we merge with someone, I'm going to completely lose that feeling.
Right. We're your peoples.
You're my peoples. You're my comfort people.
I think as long as we're, like, toward where we won't really ask. I think, but from the fire, it's kind of a shit.
If you use that for an example, we did it twice. The first time I stayed with Ice so that I could help train, and I was helping with the logistics and trying to get things together and what have you. At least I felt like I was useful.
The second time they said, nope, you got to go to fire. Anybody that's T, whatever, and above has to go, period. Well, I was so useless and I felt so out of place. All I could do is sit on the sidelines and watch. And that's not me. I don't like sitting on the sidelines and watching. But I did build some friendships doing that. And then I felt like it was a bad divorce again. But I still missed my outlaw family because even though the discord was still there, we didn't get on it anymore. We didn't talk on it anymore like we used to. I mean, it was a, you know, almost a nightly thing that we would get on and talk. And so I really did miss that. So I was very thankful that we broke up just so that I could have that family again.
There's also something to keep in mind. You know, I've always been a big advocate of there's family you're born with and family that you acquire. So we can always, even if something happens with the kingdom merge, or even if we were to wind up merging with another group or whatever, we can keep a small private chat amongst ourselves and still keep our family.
I agree on that.
So
yeah, I agree. I have to go for a moment.
We don't have to open all of our chats to the whole alliance.
But that was one of the things that pissed Wolves off too, is they closed down their alliance chat, the Wolves Discord.
And no, they still had one. They still had theirs. Had ours.
So they, they said they closed it down.
No,
so they
felt
we had one foot in and one foot out.
Even though we had ours, there were a few posts in ours, but it wasn't a lot. It wasn't anything substantial. Like,
no,
I think our people were all in over there. It was just like, it would have taken time to get the same level of comfort that most of us have, even though we did throw up the boobs right away.
You're welcome.
And the wang, I guess there was some wang in there, but it was like, it would have taken time to fully create that community. Cause we were all, it was like we were at a high school dance.
And we're all trying
to feel each other out, and like, you know, so that would have taken a little bit more time than we had. And yeah, we did try to have the alley chat before, but we didn't all really interact. Some of us did, but it was like there's still that I don't know you, like why am I going to be open with you because you're not my family. So
but even before we merged, Rosie, there was a couple times that I posted in an ally chat between Wolves and us to let them know that somebody was being attacked and, hey, you want to do this? Or, hey, we're going to rally this. Do you want to join us? Nobody
I
ever,
think unless you were a big hitter, responded. They kind of ignored you. Like, you know. Yeah. Well,
that's
you know.
Sad.
I would hope that that would be something that we didn't lose going forward either. But you don't know. Like there, I think it's gonna. The closer we get to the kingdom merge, the more I want to say more savage it's gonna get. You know, it's like because people are. It's gonna be less. The social aspect is gonna go away entirely, but it's gonna be minimized. I think with everyone so focused on, we gotta reach the end goal, essentially.
So how do you think we achieve
to keep that social aspect? I mean,
all of it.
I think like right now we kind of do a really good job at it, but I mean, maybe just keep up the morale, officers.
Rose put me to work.
So we just say, where's the boobs?
No, I said, where's Blue?
Oh, yeah. Blue's been gone.
He's been busy with real life.
Yes, real life. Okay, oh, Rosie, I was trying to piggyback earlier and then lost my question and then all the other things. So, okay, yesterday or 2 days ago, you said you were going to kill some real, like you were going to take over the real life world. So how did that go? Did you take over the real life world?
So you want to know what that meant?
Yeah.
Okay, so you all know, do you all know what the Masons are, the Freemasons?
Yes.
So I'm involved in some of the Masonic groups. And so the funniest thing is that everyone thinks that the Masons are taking over or plotting to take over the world. And one of my favorite things to say in response to that is if we were really taking over the world, we would do it a lot we would do it with more than like pancake breakfasts and spaghetti dinners, because that's what a lot of the things that we do are planning, like charity events, like a spaghetti dinner to raise money. And if we were really trying to take over the world, we would do it in a much more efficient way. So no, that's what the youth group that I'm involved with is through. I'm also involved in like one of the ladies groups, and yeah, so yeah, plotting to take over the world one pancake breakfast at a time.
Killer.
Well, you have the pancake breakfast and you have the spaghetti feeds, and then you launder your money through the yes. Girl Scout cookie sales.
Mm-hmm. We and make it clean out again. The other side.
That's right.
So that is my squeaky clean lifestyle outside of this, you know. I don't swear there. I'm nice and woo-hoo! Sweet. Like you all know I can be.
I am the worst at
there's
swearing.
A different side of everybody.
It is so hard not to swear.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I'm fucking right.
Fuck you, you fucking fuck.
There you go, Roger.
But Corinne, you forgot to bring your workout clothes again. Were you
every
day. Climbing in at practice again today?
Commando.
Were you Commando at practice again today?
Her pink taco was...
Oh, it rates quickly, doesn't it?
Alright, folks, I think we're coming up on like an hour and a half, maybe. This is a record, you guys.
25 minutes. Yeah.
Yep.
So I think we should probably end it there, because some of us do have to get up and do a real life race tomorrow. You're farming. That's a real life thing.
Farming. Pine farming.
That's what he's been. Oh, okay.
All right. What? So I've been wasting all my stamina.
Oh yeah, because it's Pine Day now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There is. Okay, so let's get your Pine Day goals.
Back the
so
bricks.
That we can reevaluate yes. tonight. Yes.
Yeah, that'll be the end, and then we all gotta go hit the bricks. Hit the pine. Yeah. Hit the wood. 10K.
10K.
I hit my wood every day.
Is it
more than
12 wood?
From one thing?
Well, that's why, you know, I keep waiting for Bob to get on the chat in the morning and say morning, and I could say morning wood.
Oh jeez.
My goal for pine
just
100? Is 100
or 100K.
Seriously?
Well, I get.
So you
want
to you want
to
hit 100 times to get whatever you need, right?
Well, I don't have any money for stamina, so okay. I'll be lucky if I get 100 pine today. I'm building the old-fashioned way.
We're all like, what is that? No money. Okay.
No money.
No whammies. No whammies.
Yeah, you better
give another blowjob. I gave another blowjob. I gave my pack away.
I don't give pitchbacks.
Oh!
Hey, it should be a clean clam.
Oh, God.
Okay, Rim says his pine goal is 50,000.
Wow.
Damn.
See, this is what I'm saying. I need 50, that 4th 000? March, because then you can, like, just, you know.
Just farm.
I think my goal is just to probably around 1,000. A little, maybe like 2,000, because I know the next couple of buildings that I need to upgrade require like around 700 each. I know.
One day I'll
that's
be
why
a big
we're
girl.
In the toddler hit squad.
I
also
do.
In the toddler building blocks squad.
I think I need 6,000 pine to get my keep up to
get after it.
Okay.
So that's why my goal is 10K, but I don't know if I'll get it.
Do some this week and some next week.
That's a sense of don't do that.
What about you, Dredd?
What's up?
How many pine are you aiming for?
Yeah, I just got it up to 19 today, so I gotta figure
out. So you're not hitting the pine caravans? You don't care about getting any wood?
It's all about getting.
No, he got it to a K19 today, so he's not.
But T7s, woohoo! Go Dredd!
Yep. Woohoo! For me, it's all about giving the wood.
I know. And then you immediately feel like they're obsolete.
I haven't yet, so we'll see how long.
I feel like every level I go up, I'm like, damn it, I need the next one.
Yeah. As soon as I get there, like as soon as I feel adequate again, it's like immediately, nope, sorry.
Let me just squash it down.
Yeah. You think you'll be satisfied, but you're not.
All right. Did everyone go? Alma, did you? Is she still?
Okay. Yeah, I'm still here.
What is your pine goal for the day?
To get to the point where I don't hate you all for talking about how much pine you get.
Bingo.
I think I'm going to set my pine goal for 2,000 today.
Yeah.
Maybe more. I don't know.
Good boat.
See, I don't know how much pine I can get for my biggest monster, so I gotta find out. Or my biggest caravan.
For bricks, I think the biggest one I got was
around 50. I have a new...
Oh, for bricks, I was pulling in like...
Oh, I got some...
Maybe I wasn't looking at the right ones, but it depended,
I don't think
yeah.
they can hear us.
Alright. Alright, guys.
Rosie?
Yes?
Okay, you can hear us.
What?
Okay. Sorry. Nothing. I thought I was muted, but I couldn't figure out how to unmute it. So okay.
All right, guys. I think this is a good place to end.
Alrighty.
Thank you for joining Pillow Talk with Rosie or Outlaw.
Thank you for being our
yes.
star.
Thank you for coming and asking the questions.
Anytime.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And maybe,
I'm full of curiosity.
Yeah, maybe next week we'll do another Whiskey Wednesday.
Thank you for killing my phone.
Whiskey Wednesday.
Perfect, yes.
I'll actually get some whiskey for that time then.
No. There you go. Or wine if you don't. And then we can share what whiskey we get.
Yeah, but we. Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. Happy time. Brick Day. Or not Brick Day. Pine Day.
Happy birthday. Pine.
Get your
wood. Get your wood, ladies. Get your wood.
I'm going to go get mine now.
Full on deep wood. There you go. Have a good one, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.